Shalom Aleichem, now the viewers, we're giving our sixth lecture or mini vort about tefillah, about prayer. A shiur is dedicated to the memory of Rochel Eber's Reb Chaim Tzvi, Olea Shalom. I want to talk about the concept of prayer as a privilege rather than a right. Many people think, they mistakenly think, that prayer is something which we have a right to. We spoke about being a weapon last time. And usually a person walks around with a weapon on his body. He has that weapon. He has a right to it. And hopefully he uses it when he has a license. So he has a right to use it. We should know like this. On the one hand, prayer is a weapon. But on the other hand, it's a privilege. Prayer is a privilege. When we begin to pray, we say, Hashem sforzai tiftoch ufiyaki tilsach. God, open my mouth to pray. And my great Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav said many times that to daven, to pray, you need a matir, you need a license to pray. You just can't walk up and pray. You have to go through a certain regimen, certain routine to be allowed to pray. That's why we have to say all the various things before we say the Shemona Esrei, before we actually get to the real prayers of just the Shemona Esrei, we have to have many preambles, whether it's in the morning, which is a huge preamble, Tzukei Dezimran, Birchas Kriyashman, Gal Yisrael, or Ashrei in the afternoon, or the blessings of Kriyashman at night. Whatever it is, you just can't go daven and ask God for what you want. You have to get yourself ready and prepare the groundwork for Him, for God Himself to pay attention to you. Because God is exalted and we are puny. We're like an insect talking to a giant. Why should the giant pay attention to that little bug on the ground? So we have to go through various routines to get ready for prayer and to make sure that prayer now will be listened to. Or at least get in front of the Almighty. The hachana, the preparation for prayer. So prayer is a privilege. It's not something we can take for granted. Therefore, it's very important when we go to pray to feel humble, to realize that we enter God's palace as humble people. David HaMelech says, and Nothi Tolas for low ish. As a humble worm, he says, I come in and I speak to God. Ka'ani b'petach, like a poor person at the door of the rich man. We feel our inadequacies. We know that we are not perfect. And we need God so much to help us with our inadequacies. And it's a privilege that He gives us. A blessing that He gives us, the blessing of being able to pray to Him, and be able to change our lot through the koach of tefillah, because He's a shomea tefillah. So therefore, my dear friends, as we go to pray, we must remember the privilege of prayer. It's a zechus, it's a blessing. It's not a right, it's a blessing which God gives us. And therefore, we have to be humble, humble servants of God who realize our lowliness and His exaltedness. And in this way, we will deserve His attention and His beneficence and kindness and goodness. Thank you very much.